want to just take a couple of minutes to share and ask for your blessings on the next stage of our Living Wisdom High School. Now, Living Wisdom School is now K through 12, and this is a marvelous thing for Living Wisdom, for Education for Life, and for Silicon Valley. It's just a major step forward into bringing consciousness and light into the lives of many souls in this area. And everything goes in steps and evolves bit by bit. And we were talking yesterday, and Kashama, or the day before, she said, well, Kabir, this has been your baby to get the 9th grade through 12th grade started the high school. And I thought, well, actually, I was the midwife. You know, that I helped to give birth to something that it was time, and it wasn't all that hard. It was, you know, because it was time for the evolution of Living Wisdom Schools to bring in the next stage for those souls who are ready for that next stage. And yes, year one and two, I had to deal with a lot of diapers and a lot of different issues that would come up. It's any new startup has to go through. But now we're entering into year three. And with that comes, we're going out of the first gear into second gear into, you know, to a higher level of the manifestation of this school in this area and for mankind in that way. Part of this change, of evolution, is that Bhajan and I will be going to India, and more permanently now, India and somewhat in Europe. But we've been asked to start bring EFL, Education for Life, into India. And a team there will be doing that, which opens up new opportunities here. And into that doorway has walked Kashama, and beautifully so, and Hazi, and Mandana, and a few others that you'll introduce. But this is now coming about in the next few days. So why don't you share about that? Okay. What's happening?
Can you hear me? Yes. Okay. So I'm beautifully. We can look back actually 100 years ago when Yogananda first founded his school in India, and 40 years ago when the first Education for Life school in the United States was started at Ananda Village, and then 7 years ago when the school began here. And there's a whole wave of energy that's been moving forward with this approach to education, this lifeblood of education that's so much more than intellectual knowledge, but it really is about climbing the mountain, as Kabir was talking about, and helping young people and their teachers learn how to not only climb the mountain, but to bring other people along with them and help to create a change of consciousness and move into Dwapara Yuga, into a higher way of living and being for the planet. And it started in these small seeds, and we can see that it's starting to grow bigger and bigger. And 4 years ago, Kabir joined the team here in Palo Alto to help take the next step with this school. We are a transitional kindergarten through 12th grade program now. And as I look out, many of you have helped in various capacities, whether it was helping to create and found and support the original expression of what is here, or in the last few years to help the high school take its fledgling steps and first flights. And some happy news that I guess I will share on behalf of Kabir and the school board, that the school has received its first level of accreditation, which is huge. So we are officially candidates of accreditation, but it opens the doorway for all sorts of opportunities in what we offer and how we offer it. I want to, there's a few of our faculty that will be a part of the high school this coming year. I'd like to invite them up right now. So if you know that you're a part of the school this year, the high school, please come up on stage. Okay. So
the rest of you will be coming next year.
Hazi joined the team last year, and he and I have a similar history in that I was educated at Ananda Village in the Education for Life schools, and Hazi did almost all of his education up through middle school at our school here in Palo Alto. And then he went off to much higher studies in the areas of math especially, and has come back and wants to give back in this way. So he will be guiding math and English and karate and PE and all sorts of wonderful things. Many of you know Mandana, and she will be coming on in the area of social studies and also in some administrative support. We have a number of other wonderful teachers that are joining the team this year. Lakshmi is a support staff as well. Do you want to come up? No, she does not. I would like to actually ask our board to come up as well. And then I want to extend it. Really, what this is an extension of our entire offering here in Palo Alto. So any of the teachers who will be part of the staff from TK through 12th grade, I would like all of you to come up, as well as board members for the high school or elementary and middle school. And all of you, if you have in any way supported the growth of Education for Life here in the Bay Area from the very beginnings in the early 1990s up until more recently, can you please stand up? And that might be through prayer, it might be through fundraising, it might be through teaching, it might be through work days. Stand up. Should be most of you. And if you can join us today in offering, well, I'm going to guide you through a visualization, and then offering your contribution of energetic presence and magnetism to this program going forward, I would like to invite you to stand up as well. And that should probably be all of us.
Yahoo!
So go ahead now, close your eyes. And if you have been to the elementary school campus, which is right behind me in front of you, if you've been to the high school campus, visualize what you know of it. And if you haven't been there, imagine classrooms all the way from children the age of 4.5 through 18, classrooms that are full of laughter, full of connection, person to person, child to child, teacher, student, parent. Imagine volunteers from our community here through Ananda and through Greater Silicon Valley choosing to come in and share their expertise, their joy, their passion with students. Imagine teachers who are alive with teaching, who find the joy in it and take it so much farther than just facts and figures and mental knowledge, but try to give students an experience of an education for life so that their learning starts from the inside and is motivated by their interest, by their passion, by their curiosity, by their drive to make a difference. Imagine parents who are so deeply grateful to see their children happy and joyful and interested and engaged in life. Imagine a light in these schools that starts in the heart of every individual involved and spreads to friends, to neighbors, to associates, a light that will carry inside of them as they go on to higher studies, into their careers, into their family lives, a light that is changing each one of us from the inside out, creating little by little and a lot by a lot a world that is more connected, more in harmony, more focused on solutions and taking care of one another and bringing about the peace and harmony that we imagine. I'm going to invite us to send out three ohms, adding your magnetism and power to this movement, offering support and seeing it grow in beautiful and unexpected ways. Lastly, I'd like to ask Kabir and Bhajana to come forward. They really have dedicated so much energy and time and inspiration and attunement to this project. Let's fill them up with our love and our gratitude as they go on to new adventures and spreading education for life and the teachings of Yogananda in many new ways.
Now let's send three ohms to the world, filled with love, with light, with oneness, togetherness.
Oh.